Once upon a time, there lived a lobster called Juanita. She was a big Spanish lady lobster, and she lived in a grotto at the bottom of the sea, just off the coast of Wales. There, she could have been happy with all the other lobsters knitting seaweed all day long. But not Juanita. She was tired of the sea. She wanted to see what things were like on the land. Every evening she would clatter out of her grotto and sing her angry Spanish song and stamp an angry Spanish dance. Yeah, what a life, what a terrible life for me. Ah, what a life, what a terrible life down here in the sea. I hate it, I hate it, I loathe it, I loathe it, I hate it, I hate it, I loathe it, I loathe it, I hate it, I hate it, I loathe it, I loathe it, I hate it, I hate it, I loathe it, I loathe it, I yay 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 yay. She didn't like it down there, but the other lobsters did. They didn't want to go to the land. They stayed at home, knitting seaweed. The lady lobsters knitted, and the gentleman lobsters knitted too. And as they knitted, they sang together. Slip one, slop one, drip one, drop one, diddly 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 doo, diddly 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 doo. Two purl, two plain, cast on, do again, diddly 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 doo, diddly 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 doo. Two plain, two purl, cast off, twirly whirl, diddly 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 doo, diddly 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 doo, diddly 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 doo. Slip one, slop one, drip one, drop one, knit one, skip one, blip one, flip one. Diddly 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 doo, diddly 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 doo, diddly doo. And when they had finished singing, Juanita would say,
Ah, shut up, you make me sick, eh?
She was very rude to the other lobsters, but they just ignored her. Except one rather small lobster named Caradoc. He was very fond of Juanita, and to try to make her happy, he would sometimes take her a small bouquet of bladderwrack and sing outside her grotto. Oh, Juanita, Juanita, beloved, turn not your anger on me, I implore. You are the ocean's rarest crustacean. You are the shellfish that I adore. You are the shellfish that I adore. Juanita, Juanita, beloved, why are you sullen? Why so enraged? I love you, I want you, I need you forever. Say you'll be mine,
and we'll get engaged. Say you'll be mine and we'll get engaged.
The crabs, they have not claws like thine, and jellyfish, no shell, no spine. You dance far better than a conger. You'd be the pride of any rich fishmonger.
Juanita, Juanita, beloved, be peaceful, be gentle, be savage no more. You are the ocean's rarest crustacean. You are the shellfish that I adore. You are the shellfish that I adore.
And when he had finished singing, Juanita would say, "Ah, shut up, you make me sick, eh? All you Welsh lobsters sing all the time. Why don't you take me to the land? Why don't you take Juanita to the land, eh?" "You can't go to the land, Juanita. That's silly for a lobster." "Ah, shut up, you make me sick, eh?" And then one day, as Juanita sat brooding and thinking in her grotto, she heard a strange noise coming from afar.
Ooh, ooh.
And slowly, slowly down through the pale green sea, gently gliding, came Blubber, the baby seal. Everyone called him Blubber because he was rather plump. He was also rather greedy, and he suffered from hiccups.
Yep.
He always came down to the bottom of the sea to sleep.
Yep.
And he always sang himself to sleep with a deep sea cradle song. Rock-a-bye, ho, 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 ho. Rock-a-bye, hey, 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 hey. Peek-a-boo, ho, ho. Sleepy-boo, ho, ho. Sleepy-boo, ho, ho. Night, night, Halibut, night, night, skate. Night, night, Dover, so it's getting late. Night, night, conger, eel, night, night, shark. Night, night, hermit crab, it's getting dark. Night, night, dogfish, night, night, ray.
Yeah.
Night, night, John Dory, it's the end of the day.
Yeah.
And as he slept, he snored and blew bubbles one at a time. And in each bubble was a beautiful blubber dream. And then something else came falling down through the darkening green water. It was a strange-looking wickerwork basket on the end of a thick rope. Juanita had never seen anything like it before. She was fascinated and woke up Blubber.
Hey, Blubber, you go to the land sometime, eh? Tell Juanita, what's this, eh?
That? Oh, that, yes. That's a lobster pot. Quite common on land. Often seen lobsters in them. I think they go for rides in them. Yes.
Lobsters go for rides in them to the land?
Oh, yes. Oh. Definitely to the land. Oh, yes, yes. Oh. Pardon.
And before you could say, mañana, Juanita climbed to the top of the lobster pot, dropped down inside, and started to dance. Suddenly, along came Karadak, and he saw Juanita in the lobster pot.
Juanita, what are you doing down in there? You can't get out! You've fallen for the wicked wiles of man. He's trapped you. You'll be hauled ashore, boiled alive, and eaten.
What? Boiled alive and eaten? Oh, mamma mia, please, Karadak, amigo mio, please help Juanita, hey?
And Karadak battered at the lobster pot with all his might. And Juanita battered with all her might. But it was no good. The lobster pot was tough and strong. Juanita was doomed to be boiled alive and eaten. And the sea grew darker and darker. Then, Karadak had an idea. He scampered about the ocean bed collecting long strands of leathery seaweed, and he started knitting the seaweed into a tough, strong rope, and he knitted and knitted all night until he'd got a rope long enough to go through the lobster pot and right around the rock where the lobsters lived. And shortly after dawn, there was a heave on the lobster pot from above. The basket work creaked. And creaked. And creaked. The fishermen were trying to haul Juanita away to be boiled alive and eaten, but Karadak seaweed rope was holding.
And it held. And it held, and it held, when suddenly, bang!
The lobster pot shattered in two, and Juanita was saved. She never tried to go to the land again. The other lobsters never quite knew why Juanita had suddenly become so contented. She spent her evenings in her grotto with Karadak, knitting, singing, and dancing.
Yeah, what a life, what a marvelous life for me. Ah, what a life, what a marvelous life down here in the sea.
I like it, I like it, I love it, I love it, I like it, I like it, I love it, I love it, I like it, I like it, I love it, I love it, I like it, I like it, I love it, I love it, I And Blubber the Seal, sound asleep, never knew anything about anything. Night, night, octopus, night, night, whale. Night, night, spider crab, that's the end of the tale.
Can you believe that the man who wrote the story of Juanita the Spanish Lobster was originally a pig farmer? Would you like to hear how Johnny Morris the pig farmer became Johnny Morris the well-known British television personality? Good, I thought so. Johnny Morris owned a pig farm, but Johnny Morris was not just any pig farmer. Johnny Morris was a pig farmer with a magnificent sense of humor. Every day when Johnny Morris finished tending the pigs, he would head down to the local pub where he would tell outrageous stories about the day on the farm. All of his animals had voices and personalities, and each one of them had something to say about the day on the farm. Day after day, week after week, month after month, Johnny Morris entertained the people at the local pub. And then one day, when a television producer was sitting there having something to eat, Johnny Morris began. In no time, the television producer realized that he had stumbled upon a marvelous talent. And before long, Johnny Morris, the pig farmer, had been transformed into Johnny Morris, the famous television personality. For years, Johnny Morris and his production team traveled to zoos all across Europe. They filmed interviews not with the zoo directors or animal keepers or the veterinarians. They interviewed the animals. Johnny Morris's program, Animal Magic, was definitely educational television, for he really did know a great deal about animals and their natural habitats. But what made Johnny Morris famous was not Johnny Morris the interviewer at the zoo. What made Johnny Morris famous were his animal guests. Johnny Morris created voices and personalities for every animal he ever interviewed. And just as he had been very funny giving personalities to pigs, Johnny Morris was very funny being a giraffe or a cobra. Because Johnny Morris was famous, and because all English parents knew that their children watched Animal Magic, many orchestras invited him to narrate Peter and the Wolf. He liked the music of Prokofiev very well, but he found the part for the narrator rather dull. After all, this was a man who had ventured into the lion's den, the bear's pit, and the tiger's cave. This was the man who, when he had tried to wash the elephants one day, found the elephants grabbing the hose and dousing him. Nevertheless, because everyone who had seen him on television wanted to see him live, orchestras invited him over and over again to be the narrator for Peter and the Wolf. One day, backstage after yet another performance of Peter and the Wolf, Johnny Morris threw himself down into a chair and said, "Why aren't there any other works for narrator and orchestra?" The conductor looked down at him and said, "Well, what is to stop us from writing one ourselves?" "Us?" queried Morris. "Yes. You write the story, and I'll write the music," the conductor offered. Soon the story of Juanita the Spanish Lobster arrived in the mail, and David Haslam, the conductor, began writing the score. Naturally, there were to be no boring narrator parts. Johnny Morris had created an outrageous role for himself. He was a lovesick operatic tenor, a pompous, blubbering baby seal, and a fiery Spanish dancer. Johnny Morris was not going to stand around counting measures. I often wonder why we all love Juanita. She is rude and overbearing. She ignores all the good points of the other lobsters and can think only about what she wants. She is impetuous and naive. She is nearly taken to the land and eaten. So how can we still love her? Perhaps Juanita symbolizes that wild and selfish side that exists within all of us. There are times when we would all like to say, "Ah, shut up, you're making me sick, eh?" To homework, to teachers, to caution, to rules, to parents, to brothers and sisters, to friends. But like Juanita, we usually learn that this is not a wise course of action. As the old saying goes, discretion is the better part of valor. We like Juanita because she learns her lesson, but she does not lose her spirit. She still dances in her grotto and sings her Spanish song, even though she now does a little knitting on the side.
Your anger on me, I'm loved. You are the ocean's rarest crustacean. You are the shellfish that I adore. You are the shellfish that I adore. I want you, I need you forever. Say you'll be mine, and we'll get engaged. Say you'll be mine, and we'll get engaged. The crabs, they have not claws like mine. And jellyfish, no shell, no spine. You dance. I'm better than a cobbler. You owe your pride to any rich fishmonger. Oh, Juanita, Juanita, my beloved, turn not your anger on me, my beloved. You are the ocean's rarest crustacean. That I adore. You are the shellfish that I adore.
Juanita, please say you'll be mine. Juanita, oh Juanita, please say.
Hello, this is Stephen Simon. I am the conductor, and I'm here to tell you some things about the music that you might not hear right away or might not know about. If you know what to listen for, you may be surprised at how many ideas a composer can put into his or her music. When composer David Haslam wrote the music for Juanita, he decided to combine Spanish music because Juanita is Spanish, and bel canto opera. Because these lobsters live off the coast of Wales, and the Welsh love to sing. When David Haslam was creating Juanita, he used several ideas found in Spanish music. First, there is this typical Spanish musical phrase, which is often associated with Spanish dancing. Then there is the use of castanets. Traditional castanets look like two pairs of clamshells. They are made of wood and turned inward so that there is a hollow space between them. Each pair is tied together at an end, and one pair is held in each hand. When they are clapped together by the fingers, they produce a hollow clacking sound. As one practices the castanets, one can produce the most amazing combinations of rhythms. Castanets are an exciting rhythmic addition to Spanish music. Have you ever heard Agustin Lara's famous tune, Granada? Listen to the castanets. In Juanita, there is the constant reference to the flamenco style of Spanish music, gypsy music from southern Spain that has sung and danced and played with great emotion. At the beginning, you heard a short musical excerpt from an authentic flamenco fandango. Fandangos are Spanish dances that are accompanied by guitars with singing, stamping, and clapping. The composer was thinking about guitars playing in this style when he wanted to create the Spanish mood. Now, listen to the violins of the symphony orchestra as they play pizzicato, that is, plucking their strings, or in this case, strumming their strings to imitate the sound of guitars. Perhaps most importantly, when Juanita sings,
yeah, what a life, what a terrible life for me. What a terrible life down here in the sea.
She is singing in the flamenco style, a style where the singer often wails about how miserable his or her life is. For example, all this helps to add a distinctly Spanish musical flavor to this wonderful story. But the composer uses a completely different style of music for Karadec. Karadec is not a wailing flamenco singer like Juanita. Karadec is an operatic tenor who sings in the bel canto style. Bel canto means beautiful singing in Italian, and operas, as you probably know, are dramatic works where everyone sings. Between about 1780 and 1900, many Italian composers, Rossini, Donizetti, Bellini, and Verdi, for example, wrote bel canto operas. To be able to compose in the bel canto style, one needed to be able to write beautiful melodies. When composer David Haslam wrote O Juanita in the bel canto style, he composed a melody that even Bellini would have been proud of. ¶¶ But David Haslam is also poking fun at bel canto opera. Not only has he written a bel canto aria in the 1970s, long after everyone else has stopped composing them, he has given this beautiful aria to a lobster. This kind of comic approach, using the music from a different era where it is unexpected, is called parody. And if you know this, you will appreciate the composer's musical joke. Close your eyes and imagine a lobster standing on the stage of a large opera house and singing this romantic aria.
Oh, Juanita, Juanita, beloved, turn not your anger on me, I implore. You are the ocean's rarest crustacean. You are the shellfish that I adore. You are the shellfish that I adore.
But composer David Haslam does not stop there. Bel canto operas were comprised of arias and musical filling called recitatives. The recitatives were important because that was where the story was told. In the arias, the words were often repeated over and over as the soloist sang beautiful melodies about being happy, sad, angry, or in love. But it was during the recitatives that the action took place. Because it was important to understand the words so that you knew what was going on, the accompaniment was minimal. Recitatives were accompanied simply by the occasional chord in the orchestra. Again, not able to resist making fun of Bellini and his friends, at the most dramatic point in the story, composer David Haslam has given Karadec a recitative. Listen to the theatrical chords in the orchestra.
Juanita, what are you doing down in there? You can't get out. You've fallen for the wicked wiles of man. He's trapped you. You'll be hauled ashore, boiled alive and eaten.
Again, the humor comes from using an authentic old opera style and having it sung by a lobster. Remember, please, that parody is inspired by a love of the real thing, and the comic twist can only be enjoyed if you understand the original in the first place. So now that you know what musical influences inspired composer David Haslam to create this delightful work, perhaps you will listen to it with new educated ears. Once again, here is Juanita, the Spanish Lobster.
Once upon a time, there lived a lobster called Juanita. She was a big Spanish lady lobster, and she lived in a grotto at the bottom of the sea, just off the coast of Wales. There, she could have been happy with all the other lobsters, knitting seaweed all day long. But not Juanita. She was tired of the sea. She wanted to see what things were like on the land. Every evening she would clatter out of her grotto and sing her angry Spanish song and stamp an angry Spanish dance. Yeah, what a life, what a terrible life for me. Ah, what a life, what a terrible life down here in the sea. I hate it, I hate it, I loathe it, I loathe it, I hate it, I hate it, I loathe it, I loathe it, I hate it, I hate it, I loathe it, I loathe it, I hate it, I hate it, I loathe it, I loathe it, I ya 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 ya. She didn't like it down there, but the other lobsters did. They didn't want to go to the land. They stayed at home, knitting seaweed. The lady lobsters knitted, and the gentleman lobsters knitted too. And as they knitted, they sang together. Slip one, slop one, drip one, drop one, diddly 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 doo, diddly 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 doo. Two pearl, two plain, cast on, do again, diddly 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 doo, diddly 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 doo. Two plain, two pearl, cast off, twirly whirl, diddly 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 doo, diddly 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 doo, diddly 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 doo. Slip one, slop one, drip one, drop one, knit one, skip one, blip one, flip one, diddly 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 doo, diddly 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 doo, diddly doo. And when they had finished singing, Juanita would say,
Ah, shut up, you make me sick, eh?
She was very rude to the other lobsters, but they just ignored her. Except one rather small lobster named Caradoc. He was very fond of Juanita, and to try to make her happy, he would sometimes take her a small bouquet of bladderwrack and sing outside her grotto.
Oh, Juanita, Juanita, beloved, turn not your anger on me, I implore. You are the ocean's rarest crustacean. You are the shellfish that I adore. You are the shellfish that I adore. Juanita, Juanita, beloved, why are you sullen? Why so enraged? I love you, I want you, I need you forever. Say you'll be mine and we'll get engaged. Say you'll be mine and we'll get engaged.
The crabs, they have not claws like thine, and jellyfish, no shell, no spine. You dance far better than a conger. You'd be the pride of any rich fishmonger.
Juanita, beloved, be peaceful, be gentle, be savage no more. You are the ocean's rarest crustacean. You are the shellfish fish that I adore. You are the shellfish that I adore.
And when he had finished singing, Juanita would say, "Ah, shut up, you make me sick, eh? All you Welsh lobsters sing all the time. Why don't you take me to the land? Why don't you take Juanita to the land, eh?" "You can't go to the land, Juanita. That's silly for a lobster." "Ah, shut up, you make me sick, eh?" And then one day, as Juanita sat brooding and thinking in her grotto, she heard a strange noise coming from afar.
Ooh, ooh.
And slowly, slowly down through the pale green sea, gently gliding, came Blubber, the baby seal. Everyone called him Blubber because he was rather plump. He was also rather greedy, and he suffered from hiccups.
Yep!
He always came down to the bottom of the sea to sleep.
Yep!
And he always sang himself to sleep with a deep sea cradle song. Rock-a-bye, ho, 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 ho. Rock-a-bye, hey, 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 hey. Peek-a-boo, ho, ho. Sleepy-boo, ho, ho. Sleepy-boo, ho, ho. Night, night, but night, night's gate. Night, night, Dover, so it's getting late. Night, night, conger, heel, night, night, shark. Night, night, hermit, crab, it's getting dark. Night, night, dogfish. Night, night, ray.
Yeah.
Night, night, John Dory. It's the end of the day.
Yeah.
And as he slept, he snored and blew bubbles one at a time, and in each bubble was a beautiful blubber dream. And then something else came falling down through the darkening green water. It was a strange-looking wickerwork basket on the end of a thick rope. Juanita had never seen anything like it before. She was fascinated and woke up Blubber.
"Hey, Blubber, you go to the land sometime, eh? Tell Juanita, what's this, eh?"
"That? Oh, that, yes. That's a lobster pot. Quite common on land. Often seen lobsters in them. I think they go for rides in them. Yes."
"Lobsters go for rides in them to the land?"
"Oh, yes. Definitely to the land. Oh, yes, yes." pardon.
And before you could say, mañana, Juanita climbed to the top of the lobster pot, dropped down inside, and started to dance. Suddenly, along came Caradoc, and he saw Juanita in the lobster pot.
Juanita, what are you doing down in there? You can't get out! You've fallen for the wicked wiles of man. He's trapped you. You'll be hauled ashore, boiled alive, and eaten.
What? Boiled alive and eaten? Oh, mamma mia, please, Caradoc, amigo mio, please help Juanita, hey?
And Caradoc battered at the lobster pot with all his might. And Juanita battered with all her might. But it was no good. The lobster pot was tough and strong. Juanita was doomed to be boiled alive and eaten. And the sea grew darker and darker. Then, Caradoc had an idea. He scampered about the ocean bed collecting long strands of leathery seaweed, and he started knitting the seaweed into a tough, strong rope, and he knitted and knitted all night until he'd got a rope long enough to go through the lobster pot and right around the rock where the lobsters lived. And shortly after dawn, there was a heave on the lobster pot from above. The basketwork creaked. And creaked. And creaked. The fishermen were trying to haul Juanita away to be boiled alive and eaten, but Caradoc seaweed rope was holding. And it held. And it held, and it held, when suddenly, bang! The lobster pot shattered in two, and Juanita was saved. She never tried to go to the land again. The other lobsters never quite knew why Juanita had suddenly become so contented. She spent her evenings in her grotto with Caradoc, knitting, singing, and dancing. Yeah, what a life, what a marvelous life for me. Ah, what a life, what a marvelous life down here in the sea. I like it, I like it, I love it, I love it, I like it, I like it, I love it, I love it, I like it, I like it, I love it, I love it, I like it, I like it, I love it, I love it, I And Blubber the Seal, sound asleep, never knew anything about anything. Night, night, octopus, night, night, whale. Night.
tonight, spider crab. That's the end of the tale.
February is Black History Month. I'm Adam. Join me today at 5 p.m. for ICANN's audiobook tour featuring Tracy N. Todd's book, Nina, A Story of Nina Simone.